Now, some of your email. On Friday, we interviewed Georgia Tech graduate student Andrew Dickerson about the physics of wet animals getting dry.
Basically, what we've derived is a formula that will predict how fast an animal will shake. Not how long, not how many shakes, mm-hmm. just at what frequency they will shake.
And it turns out big animals rotate their bodies more slowly. Bears and dogs about 4 shakes a second.
What about mice?
A mouse gets in approximately 27 shakes per second.
It's all about centripetal force.
Well, first we need to make this correction. We said the study appears in a journal called Fluid Dynamics, and that was not correct.
Now, what is correct is that the research will be featured at a meeting of the American Physical Society's Division of Fluid Dynamics. Okay, next, your reaction.
Donna Bida of Cincinnati was unimpressed. She writes, "Why would anyone bother to sponsor such research? I expected more from Georgia Tech. Furthermore, I find the description of animal testing for such purpose offensive."
And she continues, "Why would NPR, a radio service that usually maintains a high standard of reporting, bother to present such inconsequential research during its listening prime time? I find it ironic that this article was aired immediately after a discussion about Juan Williams, in which the subject of NPR's standard of reporting was considered."
We did consider whether the study had any implications for humans.
If you were to get down on all fours and try to shake off water after a shower, your efforts would be most unfruitful.
Most unfruitful. Well, Mark Stevenson of Tucson, Arizona, took issue with that. He writes, "The act of shaking the water out of one's hair and ears after swimming by rapid oscillation of the head is well known to swimmers, but apparently the oscillatory frequency has not been theorized or measured. Another study is in order."
Okay, thank you, Mark. If one of our stories does leave you shaking your heads, send us a note. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
You're listening to NPR.